Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Upper East Siders, and welcome back to another episode of the Lonely Boys Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm one of your titular Lonely Boys, and I am here to break down, once again, Season 1, Episode 1 of Gossip Girl, but this time Part 2 of
Part 2
on MTA. Whoa, hey, I didn't introduce you. Well, as you can hear, I'm not here by myself. I am here with, I already used the introduction in the last episode, I don't know. I'm here with someone who is no stranger to taking pictures of teenagers changing. It's Brendan Ruffell.
Okay. A little bit lazy, that one. I'm your host, of course, the Cream Young Club Podcasting, aka Uncle Cream. Hi, Diddle Cream Nation, I'm recording live with us in the crematorium. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Cream Weekly, Doctor Off-Screen Reporting for Duty, Cream, yes, Cream, and ACAB, of course, All Creams Are Bastards. I'm your OGC, the original gangsta Cream.
Are you down with OGC?
Yeah, you know me. And Cream rules everything around me. Cream. I like these Part 2 episodes. We should do every episode in two parts so that the second week I don't have to do any work at all. I just get to show up. Honestly, I don't have to watch a piece of shit show in order to get here with you.
I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
It was nice not having to take any more notes for this. It's like you get a few days off.
The thing I don't want to do is like stretch this particular part of the series out into 44 episodes.
That's true. But the thing is, the episodes are so long.
That'll take us a year.
That we could do it. We could get the runtime down. The only thing that made me feel like we can't do it is that we'd either have to have our guests come on two episodes in a row.
Right.
Schedule. Like, you want to come on for part one of this episode, or you want to come on for part two? Like, that's crazy. Then we can just come on for two. Scheduling one episode is hard.
It literally only works because it's just us two. You're right.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So the second that you give it any thought at all, it doesn't work.
Exactly. It was just us. How bad? We could do it all we want. But, you know, once we get other people involved, and we need the other people because people are sick of us. We need the guests.
Is that true?
Yeah, but people at my phone's been off the hook. People have been reaching out.
Even though at this point when we're recording this, the first episode of it hasn't come out yet, so they just know it's going to be bad.
They preemptively know that we're back, and they don't want to hear it.
Like, I know what you guys are up to. Please never do this again.
Boy, you know, we are recording on November 7th, 2024.
Yeah.
So has anything weird happened to you since the last time we podcasted?
No, it's pretty normal. Me and my boys went to go vote. But yeah, it was fun.
You know, at this point, you gotta laugh.
Like the Calvin twins always say.
Yeah, you know, the strangest thing happened a couple of days ago since the last time we podcast. Now, of course, all of our RFK predictions are...
Yeah, we look so stupid shown to now. Be not we look true. So stupid.
That's probably the worst part of all of this. Somehow we got to keep podcasting on to keep the smile on people's faces in these dark times.
This is how we put in the work to make the world a better place.
This is our due diligence. We don't have to do anything else. We don't have to make any actual change. This is when people tell me, you know, help out this cause, come to this protest, donate money here. I say, listen,
have you heard the Lonely Boys?
Listen, I'm doing my part, okay?
And Brendan's got three of them. He's doing his part. One of them sure is about like sort of wiffle ball, but he's doing his part.
I don't know. I don't know what else we could possibly do at this point. We're just gonna keep podcasting until the man shuts us down. This will probably be the first thing that goes down as a result of the new administration.
Executive order. No more podcasts about teen dramas.
They are onto us. So now that we got that out of the way, I guess we can jump right back into, previously on Lonely Boys. I didn't know if I was going to say Gossip Girl or Lonely Boys. I went with Lonely Boys.
Previously on Gossip Girl, Juju.
Thank you.
I missed
previously on Lonely Boys. What am I doing here? Listen, once we get back to Sandy Boys, you'll have him back in your life. Oh, Though I believe where we left off was at this event where it is found out that Julian and Zoya, got to get these names down again.
Yeah.
Julian and Zoya did know each other already. Mm-hmm. Everyone is mad at Julian that she did not tell them. She's like, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't want to tell your dads, but we're not your dad. You know, Zoya is catching on to the fact that Julian only kept this a secret because she wanted to see if she liked Zoya before letting her into the friend group, even though she kind of immediately let her into the friend group. Mm-hmm. Gossip Girl is the one that revealed this secret that the two of them know each other. So they are trying to start the sibling rivalry. And people are mad at Julian. Zoya has stormed off, and notably, Obi also storms off as well after solemnly taking that picture with mm-hmm. Julian for her story, because he's hurt that she didn't tell him as well. And that's where we left off, where Zoya and Obi have both left this this gathering,
and they both walk into the elevator together, and they straight up fuck in the elevator.
And that's the whole second half of the episode.
They listen
so,
to
we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's just, you know, 28 minutes of elevator sex.
I mean, what is your favorite Aerosmith song, speaking of elevator sex?
Not Love in an Elevator. My favorite Aerosmith song. I do like Janie Got a Gun.
Yeah, that's good.
Janie Got a Gun, that's good. I do like Crazy. I like Crying as well. Those classics, one words. Yeah. Those are the ones that come. Dream On, obviously, you know, they're big one, but and it is great. But I don't know if it is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Don't Want to Miss a Thing is a fun one to scream.
Yeah, that
scream
one
sing.
Kind of became like overplayed in like the same way that I don't like Drop of Jupiter anymore. It's like kind of the same vein of a song. Oh.
I believe Drops of Jupiter was the first song I ever knew by heart back in 2002. Wow. I knew all the words.
It comes up whenever I play like my Apple Music radio. With that, if I listen to more than five songs, it will always pop up somewhere. It's crazy.
You know,
I love that song.
Got the words. I think I still got the words somewhere in there. It was like back in the Pandora days where we used to listen to Pandora radio instead of Spotify. Ganesh, his big conspiracy theory was that no matter what station you turn on, Brown Eyed Girl will always come on at some point.
I believe that.
He was listening to, you know, he was listening to, you know, Chief Keef Radio or whatever.
Brown Eyed Girl snuck its way in there.
Enough, Brown Eyed Girl somehow at some point.
That's like our Spotify algorithm at work. Somehow, Hall & Oates without fail will always come on.
Rich Girl, great song.
Well, I'm starting to hate Hall & Oates because they overplay it. I don't want it.
Well, Hall & Oates hate each other, so got to pick a side. Rich Girl is a good one, what's the other one? Man Eater. That's the other good. Those are the two I know.
Yeah. There's probably a lot more that you don't realize that you know. There's so many.
Well, I like the version of Man Eater that's in the Jennifer Lawrence movie that the little boy sings to her.
Oh, yeah.
No Hard Feelings.
Yeah. I like that movie.
I have that version on a Spotify playlist somewhere.
They show boobs in that
movie. Yeah, I guess we got a little off track. They do show boobs in that.
real quick, my favorite from the song is What It Takes. Nobody knows what song that is, but I just got
it. Oh, no, I know What It Takes. Okay. What It Takes is... Yeah. Tell me what it takes. Well, see, the thing I have, and I had since middle school. I mean, I don't listen to it anymore because no one listens to CDs, but I do have Aerosmith's Greatest Hits CD.
Oh, okay. So it's got to be on there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's also an Aerosmith Guitar Hero that I used to play at Duras' house a lot.
Yes, there is. There's an Aerosmith Guitar Hero that I do have. So, yeah, that's... although Aerosmith no more, right? Steven Tyler retired. His vocal cords can't take it anymore.
Yeah, there's little nodules on there.
Yeah, back was
which makes sense.
Biology? Did Polachek show us that video where they showed the science behind
the chords slapped together like crazy?
Yeah,
and slapped together a lot more frequently than normal people singing.
Yes.
Yeah, it tracks.
Boy, this really has turned into a
Steven Tyler pod.
Obi and Zoya are walking in the rain now after they both leave. And Obi thinks that Julian is right about the whole Gossip Girl thing. You know, it's someone just playing a game. And Zoya thinks it's a lot of work for just a game. What does Zoya think is going on? Like, she's like, well, it's a lot of work for just a game. Like, what conspiracy theory does she have in her mind of what this is?
I don't know. I guess she's new here, so that we've seen this before, where people that are new to town just like don't understand how things work, and I guess also our main characters don't yet either, because this hasn't been happening to them yet. This is all new for everybody.
Gen Zs don't know about Gotham Girl.
No, they don't know. Everyone's nice to each other, except for kids to adults. I don't know if this bothered you too, but I was really annoyed at how unprepared these kids were to go out in the rain. Like, they had nothing. They were absolutely soaking wet.
Umbrella. Yeah.
Nothing.
Did they have an umbrella?
No.
I mean, I guess they didn't
put
know.
Over their head, like one of those moves.
I guess they didn't know it would be raining. And,
that was like a heavy pour for not to know about that.
Work that Zoya is soaked and they have to change in front of each other.
Yeah.
Travis Hurley just sent me the weirdest text message. I was going to read it, but now I'm seeing that it's so long. So let me just see the if Alf from Alf were a rabbi, he'd likely mix his signature humor with some wisdom and a little alien perspective. Here are a few things he might say. Okay, so this is definitely something that Travis put into like ChatGPT, and he is giving me the results.
Is this why Travis really is so good at stand-up? He does the punches in like potential jokes.
Oh, you think
it's ChatGPT?
Maybe this could be his stand-up.
Could be his stand-up. Yeah.
One. Oy vey, if only gefilte fish came with cat on the side. Keeping in character, he'd sneak in a playful reference to his appetite for cats. Two, Torah teaches us to welcome the stranger. And believe me, I know a little bit about being a stranger. Alf would draw on his own appearance as an alien on Earth to emphasize the value of kindness and inclusion.
This does sound like ChatGPT. But also, so does Travis.
He gives me 10 of these. And then at the end, Alf as a rabbi would be about warmth, humor, and reminding everyone to embrace life with a smile. And maybe some deli food.
Okay.
I'm going to have to dissect this later. Travis, if you're listening, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just podcasting right now. So if you're listening live, you know
why. I like it. I like those so far.
This is good. Maybe good. We'll have
take this on the road.
Maybe we'll save this for an off-season pod. We'll have Travis come on and do his
please.
Elf rabbi stand-up routine.
Yeah. I actually, it's funny that you mentioned him, because I never really check his Snapchat story, but I did today. And it was a picture of Copper, who I can't believe is still alive, and it was a picture of a Copper saying, "You're the only reason why I still live in the USA." So
I saw that too. Either I have him on Snapchat or it was on Instagram. Probably Snapchat. I think it might have been.
Yeah, so
it might have been. We
got to get him while the dog's still alive, because that dog is very old. It could croak any minute, and he's gonna leave.
And then
apparently,
he's gone too. Right?
Yeah,
I mean, tough time. tough times indeed.
We gotta get to the bottom of all these rabbi jokes before he goes.
Yeah. So OB knows that this all just comes with the territory. You know, if you have something that people want, you have something to lose. People try and take us down, but they never can. And he says, you're one of us now. And for someone who like preaches about how he's not part of this world, he kind of like in this conversation is just like, yeah, they hate us because they ain't us. And you're one of us now, babe.
Yeah, because he still is rich. Yeah, he knows how it works. Yeah, well,
richest. Yeah. Zoe's concerned about getting home, and she doesn't know if she has to give her dress back or not. So OB tells her, I live right here if you want to wait out the rain for a little bit. And she looks at her phone. It's somehow only 8:03. She went at 7. I guess they were only there for an hour. I guess, not much.
Makes sense. Yeah, they got there and it all went down.
And then just left right away. Yeah. So it's 8:03. So she agrees. Remember, she has to be home at 9, if you don't remember from last week.
Which I was so very glad. I saw it was 8 o'clock. I was like, okay, good. She's not late. Her daddy's not going to get mad.
Whew.
I was scared.
That's what Brendan just hates more than anything.
I hate when dads are mad.
I hate when daddy gets mad.
You'd think I would like it because then they would get punished. But I'm not that kind of father.
Yeah. Are you a father?
Just an uncle so far.
Just an uncle so far.
There was speculation at the last baby shower we were at, but I'm just an uncle.
Oh, speculation by me.
By you.
That was a joke. Yeah. The defensive reactions by the parties involved really didn't think that there was something to
it. I made Nicole drink enough so that she killed the baby.
Wow. She kept getting... I swear, there's alcohol in here. Like, okay, Jesus. All right, I was kidding. Hey, you're not pregnant. God.
Okay.
Obi offers to dry... Well, first they come to the house, right? And the first thing is Zoya's like, oh my God, this whole floor is yours? But Obi corrects her. He's like, the building's all mine. Is Obi richer than like anyone we've met before? Is he richer than the Basses? Like the Basses didn't have a whole building, but I mean, you need a whole building for it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they had the hotel at some point.
Mm-hmm.
They let people live in to make money.
Be interested to know who's richer, the Basses or the Obies.
Yeah, I guess it also there's not enough interest and intrigue to like go check on all the Bass properties throughout the series. So I'm sure they have more buildings that we don't know about that we don't care about.
Right. That's true. I didn't do I doubt it even exists, because back when we did the original Gossip Girl, I looked up the net worth of each of the families. I doubt that that same article exists for the new Gossip Girl. I don't think there was enough interest there, but maybe.
And also, maybe they might be more rich by now, the Basses, like 15 years later.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Chuck knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
I'm sure
$1 billion 15 years ago. It's a lot more money now. Maybe like $2 billion.
Maybe. I'm not a finance bro, so I can calculate that for you.
I'm just a bro.
So, yeah, just a bro. Obi offers to dry Zoya's dress in the sauna. He is, trying to unclothe her already. Mm-hmm. I do love that he has a sauna. I'm immediately jealous. I love a sauna.
You like a sauna?
Love a sauna.
Hmm. I don't know if I've ever done a sauna.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I've actually been doing more... getting more massages the past like year or so.
Oh, and I'm not a massage.
I love the massage so much, and they always give the option for the sauna afterwards. I'm like, I'm okay. I never tried it.
Now, you never get a little boner while you're getting a massage.
You worry because we've all seen Seinfeld, and I was like, well, if a straight man can get a little chub from a guy rubbing him, yeah. And I've only gotten massages by women, I was really worried about it. Like, not only moving, but like waving at them, like just becoming like a whole problem. But I was fine. I was fine. Okay. Yeah. No offense to the lady, but the first one, she wasn't going to get me going.
None taken. None taken.
to the unnamed woman that you've never seen before.
That a lot.
The next one was very attractive. And it was a couple's massage. Nicole was in there too. And there's another woman massaging her. Like, so I was kind of attracted to all three women in the room, and I still made it through okay. So that one, there's more danger involved in that massage.
Wow. Good for you. What a success story. I've never gone naked in the sauna. I always had my swim trunks on, but the old guys, of course, love to be naked in the sauna. Yeah. Just have the wrinkly...
It's a power move.
Flapping around. But when that's not happening, the sauna's great. You just sit there, you sweat it out a little bit. I don't know what it is, but it's releasing those toxins from your body.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't want to do it after the massage.
I did it after the indoor pool, usually. You do the indoor pool, and then you do the sauna.
Next time I'm at a spa, I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll report back. I'll record like a remote on my phone, and then I'll tack it onto the end of one of the episodes that's supposed to come out. My review is saunas.
So Zoya has to change right here, because if they get the floors wet, Obi's mom's going to kill him. Mm-hmm. So that means they can't go anywhere else because they can't get the floors wet. So, but the gentleman that he is, he promises not
to. He could literally go get her a towel. Let's go get her a towel. Dry her off first.
He can't get the floors wet. He's wet too. He can't go anywhere. They have to undress right in front of the window.
The clothes aren't the only thing that's wet. His body's wet too. His feet are wet. He's going to track water no matter what.
Yeah, but not as much as listen. It's convoluted for sure. I'm just trying to tell you what.
I don't know if it's convoluted because like this is a stupid idea, and they just need to get them naked, or if like the character is a little bit of a perv.
Right, but he doesn't look. He promises not to look, and he doesn't.
But maybe he knows what's happening. Maybe
just the idea of her.
Yeah,
undressed.
Do you think
it waved?
Do you remember? We've told the story in the podcast, I'm sure, but do you remember when I convinced Ganesh? I was like, Ganesh, I bet if I sit here long enough, I can get a boner right in front of you. And he's like, no way, do it. We were at 7-Eleven. Were you there for this?
I might have erased this from my memory. I don't know.
It was during the days when we would sit on the milk crates for hours and hours and eat taquitos and
Slurpees. I do kind of remember this. Maybe I just remember the story. But
yeah, he's like, but no way. I think he'd give me like a minute. And I was like, I can get a boner in a minute, easy. And I sat down and I like just like, looked like I was like giving myself a headache. Almost like pushing all the blood out of my brain and into my crotch. But I was wearing very loose like gym shorts. And the way Ganesh tells the story is so much funnier because he's like, all of a sudden I look down at your shorts and I just see whoosh, whoosh. It waved at me.
I hope this is getting people's mind off the election. I hope this is just the therapy that people need.
When we have Ganesh on for the finale of this series, we'll have to have him retell that story.
I feel like it's not, I mean, not to go into my own personal life, but I feel like it's not that hard to stiffen up in a minute.
I guess with the pressure of the friends surrounding you and waiting for you to get hard is like a little bit strange.
Yes, yeah.
I've also famously like tried on condoms in front of you. That's another story.
Yep. You did do a fashion show with the... fashion show.
How does it look?
That's basically what was happening.
Yeah. It was you, Rich, and Gerard, I think.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. that's insane.
Those are the days. So they both, Andre, good thing we're only covering half an episode here. A lot of tangents already. They both undress while standing back to back, but this loser pervert, Mr. Glassberg, is outside Obi's building taking pictures of naked teens. Somebody arrest this man.
Why was he there at that time? I guess he knows it's Obi's house, which is weird. You shouldn't know where your students live. I guess he's rich enough. Maybe you do know that. But did he follow them? Why was he out there? It's one thing if you're just walking by. It's a nice day out, but it's pouring rain. Why are you out there?
Right. They know where they're hanging out tonight, I guess. So they know the event. Mm-hmm. So if he's just stalking out the event and he sees these two leave, uh-huh. He could just be like stalking.
But you're that desperate to like follow them in this thunderstorm?
He's in the pouring rain committing federal crimes, taking like putting child pornography
on. So that he doesn't get fired from his shitty job that pays like $40,000.
Listen, if you have to distribute child pornography to keep your job, it is not worth keeping your job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
My 2 cents.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy. Someone arrest this man. Obi goes to grab Zoya a sweater, and then they just chat on the couch. It, you know, not like Zoya has anywhere to be. They're just going to wait out the rain a little bit. And they're going to get kind of deep. Zoya apologizes that Julian didn't tell him about her. And Obi isn't surprised. He's like, I probably shouldn't say this to her sister. But, you know, and Zoya's like, I hardly know her. So Obi decides to dramatically open up to this girl he just met and tells her that sometimes it feels like they're not even dating anymore. Like he's just an actor playing her boyfriend in her story. You know, when they first got together, it was different. You know, way before she got into any of that stuff, they were interested in the same things. She wanted to make her mark in the world. And now she just tells him what to wear and what to say.
Wow. Blair and Nate. Same.
Yeah, they're also Blair and Nate, I guess. Yeah. And then this is when Obi says, you know, he's upset that it's her world, it's not ours. And, you know, where have we heard this before? In this version, the Dan character is richer than everyone, but he still feels like he's not a part of the world.
Yeah, I guess it's interesting. It's like they give you a Dan character that's complete opposite end of the spectrum. You have the two extremes. Poor guy in this million-dollar loft, and then rich guy with the building.
Brooklyn poor. Yeah, he's rich, but he is still like the only one that doesn't seem like, you know, social media influencer.
Yeah,
upset.
Yeah, he just has just different interests. But yes. He's like lumped in with them because of the status.
He just wants to protest.
I mean, he could make friends that are not rich. I guess, but that the school he's at, everybody's
that's
rich.
What I'm saying. Like, you know, yeah, like you don't have to be friends with these people if you don't like them. But I get, you know, it's tough when you grow up with this friend. I mean, they're the Samurai Seven. You know, it's tough. You can't just.
It's growing on me.
It's tough to talk to non-samurais. Mm-hmm. So, but he should have another friend group. If he's going to all these like protests and rallies all the time, you'd think he would
he's
have like
just going on his own every single time
that
he's busy doing
it. He's there. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So Zoya shares that 2 years ago on her birthday, she got a DM from this mythical person she had only ever heard of. But the chats they had were magical. Mm. Julian on the other end of those phone calls is definitely different from the one she met today. So she can relate to Obi. And she also feels like the old Julian is still somewhere in there. You just need to crack her bald head open and let her out.
It's got fuzz on it. Watch it.
It does. It has a little fuzz. Obi, like, hears her say this, and he just can't wipe this stupid grin off his face. And she's like, "Why?" And he says, "It's just..." That's my Zoya impression. He says, it's just nice to hear someone be kind for a change. This is when I was thinking, like, you know, you don't have to hang out with mean people if you don't want to. But you know, he feels trapped, I guess. Like, he can't... These are his friends. They're all dicks. Yeah. They're not dicks to him, so he's going to stay around. But he does not like how they act. Zoya agrees that it's nice to feel kindness for a change, and the rain stops, so Obi goes to get her dress. Let's just do a temperature check here. Are we shipping?
It's a little early to ship, but I think they're trying to convey to us that this is the clear, better match from what we've seen so far. Mm-hmm. But I need to see more from everybody to see what more flaws that we're not seeing yet.
Okay. Sure there is. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting here. So Glassberg, after, you know, kid admitting his crimes, is going to show his findings to Keller. And he's like, the only thing grosser than me showing you this is when I was actually taking the picture.
I was masturbating to it on the way over here.
I was going to say, like, to his credit, he knows how gross he's being, but, like, maybe this only makes it worse. Like, he knows how gross he's being, and he's still doing it. The only time he felt more gross than showing the video to Keller is when he took them. He knows that he should be arrested. And Keller immediately defends him by saying, oh, they were standing in front of the window. What were we supposed to do? Like, so that gives you permission to film teens undressing? Oh, they were in front of the window. They were asking for it.
Yeah.
Fair game if you're in front of the window.
It is insane. They're trying to, like, make this part of the plot seem logical, and it's just...
Your Honor, the teens were in front of the window. My impression.
I was taking a picture of the big, beautiful building. And there are naked kids inside of it.
And yes, I posted it on Instagram for everyone to see. They were in front of the window. But then Glassberg asks Keller, you won't use these, right? And why did you take them? Right. If you didn't want her to use them, you don't think they're going to, like, why are you taking these pictures? Like, obviously she's going to use them.
It's weirder if you just, like, keep them for yourself.
Yeah. And then Keller's like, well, I don't want to, but we're either in this or we're not. So you don't want to, but you're okay, but you're going to do it anyway. So, and, you know, Glassberg, again, I feel like, is clearly in love with Keller. So he's down to continue being a perv for her. All right, I'll go back in the rain. I'll get more snapshots.
Goes out in the rain, takes a hog pick, brings it back in.
Should we use this?
Oh, more childborn? Like, I thought it was decent size.
So, yeah, just I do not like these teachers, obviously, as we've...
And then, like, I was saying to Nicole how this episode annoyed me just a little bit because the tone is different from the old show in the way that the old show was soapy but also silly. And I'm missing, like, the silly energy from everybody. And we're getting only the only silly we're getting is from these fucking idiots. And it's not the kind of silly that I want.
There's hardly any laughs.
No.
The old Godzilla was funny, at least for the first few seasons.
Even, like, not even just, like, to laugh at. Like, they did make some jokes.
No, yeah. They were purposeful humor.
Yeah.
Purposeful humor. There's really no laugh lines here that we can point to besides Monet overly reacting to the teacher kind of getting near her. That made me laugh. But yeah. Outside of that, there was, like, nothing. So, yeah, definitely a problem for this show so far. We'll see what happens. Zoya returns home. She's super worried that, you know, her dad is here waiting for her, and he might have seen something about her online, but he is just so happy she's home before 9. He knew he could trust her, and he gives her a big hug. I really thought we were going to get the scene where he's super super angry because she's home at, like, 9:03 or something, like, 3 minutes later than she's supposed to, but...
We see him no, he's very... Hey, wow, this is on HBO, isn't it?
But this just means he was, like, anxiously waiting by the door for her, even though it wasn't even 9 yet. Like, what? It's, like, 8:40, he's like, oh, 20 minutes, is she coming home? Like, enjoy your night, sir! Like, come on!
Yeah. Well, he's got no friends here. He moved here for her, he's got nothing to do.
Yeah, that much is clear.
Yeah.
Oh, make some friends, buddy.
Do you think, actually, this could happen. Maybe he'll end up being friends with the stupid teachers.
That would be the worst grouping of any people ever. Parents and teachers getting together. That is just hell on earth. Would not like to see those PTA meetings, let me tell you.
No.
Zoya goes to apologize to her new group chat, but the minions, Monet and Luna, have already left the group chat and are presumably making another one without her. And so Zoya doesn't say anything. She goes to bed. Her phone starts ringing the next morning. Gossip Girl has tagged her in a post as Billie Eilish's Therefore I Am starts playing. Love to hear Billie.
Love Billie. Did you go see Billie yet? When is that?
I didn't go. I didn't go. I couldn't find anyone to go with. I didn't want to spend $300-something to go by myself. So
you wouldn't have been sitting with that person that had the seats, right?
Right. Yeah. So I gave up on that one. But could have been fun.
Could have been fun. Love Billy.
Next time. We'll get her next time. The Gossip Girl post is, of course, of Hernobi half naked in the window. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's that.
Do you have any recollection of what the raunchiest post that Gossip Girl put out in the OG Gossip Girl?
Oh boy, such a blur.
Because I don't know if they got any nude pictures or anyone sleeping with someone else mid coitus.
We're on the CW.
Yeah, I mean, most of it was text based. Not a lot of pictures being thrown around.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it was just people sending in tips of people passing by. You'll get Serena buying a pregnancy test, but you're not going to get the actual picture of her having sex with. I don't know.
Right.
Her English teacher.
I think it was Dan and Miss Carr a thing. Did they get a picture of that? I don't think so.
Yeah. So yeah, they're really going for it here in this one. So Zoya calls Julian in a panic. She tells her it's not true, and Julian's just like, "Of course it isn't." Did you believe Julian was taking this so well?
I did, but I was waiting for it to eventually crumble. And I realized the gravity of the situation. I figured she just didn't understand really how big of a deal it was, or if since these teachers are not running Gossip Girl, that they're not doing as good of a job as they think they are. And Julian's there's been much worse, believe me.
Well, yeah, but Julian sees a picture of her boyfriend and her sister, half sister, half naked in a window together, and doesn't jump to conclusions. That sounds so unlike a teenager that we have seen in a teen drama, where my first reaction is oh, she is playing her or something.
Or she's plotting behind her back to really fuck with her.
And, yeah, we'll talk about it. But she kind of plays this middle road where she's like, no, I like you. You're my friend. It's fine. But we'll get it. But we're going to pretend that I'm mad at you to get everyone off our back.
That was kind of a snap decision later on, too.
And then when the minions get back, she doesn't do anything. So she she's like, I'm not mad at you, but other people happen to fuck with you? I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't do it, though. So we'll get into all that. Zoya explains the situation, and Julian explains to her that Gossip Girl is after her, and Zoya is just collateral damage. Whoever is behind Gossip Girl, Julian will not let them win. So it might just be she has bigger fish to fry right now. She's anti-Gossip Girl, so she can't. Gossip Girl wants to turn them against each other, so she's not going to give Gossip Girl, what they want.
So it was bizarre to not ask more questions and just be like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, what was going on? No, yeah, because there is a picture of it. Right. You assume that it wasn't AI generated. And not even ask, what was going on there? It's kind of strange. Maybe Obi has already explained it to her. Maybe he's already briefed her on it. Brief, unintended.
Oh.
Because he was in his brief.
Nice. Yeah.
Zoya's having thoughts about how they did this, the not telling anyone of it all. Julian is still unfazed. She says she just has to be careful with how they present themselves. So the plan is to tell everyone some jealous freshman is trying to stir shit between them, but there's no shit to stir. It'll all blow over if they show it hasn't gotten to them. So she says, I'll see you in the courtyard. And we go back to the group chat, and now Max has also left the conversation. So it might not be affecting Julian, but it seems like the other people want nothing to do with Zoya.
Yeah, I mean, they were iffy about letting her in the first place, and now, as soon as she enters, there's some gossip swirling around, so she's like, oh, we don't like her in the
All right, we'll stop from there. We'll see you guys next week.
They're like, this is not worth it. We don't even know this girl. She's what comes with her. It's not, I don't know who cares about her. It's also very sad. You see the group chat, and since she's been in it, no messages have been sent, and then it's all the updates are people leaving the conversation.
It's kind of sad. That's you don't love to see that as a new person.
What are they supposed to call it? They had seven samurais, eight ninjas.
Eight, I mean, you gotta have alliteration.
I know that's why it doesn't work. There's nothing alliterizes with eight.
That's so tough. That's so true. Damn it.
Eight amigos, sort of. It's not the same exact thing.
Kind of. The eight
amigos.
The great eight. You could do a rhyming great thing, eight. Maybe.
Hateful great eight.
Hateful eight. I mean, that's more accurate, probably.
Yeah.
The next day at the courtyard, all the randoms are like catcalling Obi, calling him a cheater. People are attacking him, asking him why he cheated on Julian. Aki rushes over and tells him that he's been defending him all morning. But Obi maintains his innocence as we see Julian with her girls. Monet thinks this is a social media nightmare. Julian, as someone who loses, is bad for business. So she thinks if Julian wants to rise above this, she has to destroy Zoya. Julian needs to squash this immediately. But instead, he just says that no one will believe this gossip, even though, like, everyone clearly does.
Yeah.
No one believe it, as everyone around them is, like, calling Obi a cheater.
Yeah, she's confident, I guess.
So the girls arrive to the steps, and all eyes are on Julian. A random gay walks by and says, first she stole her mom, then she stole her man, which is not how being someone's half-sister works. Like, she did not steal her mom. Like, that's she was birthed. I don't know.
Yeah, she does, really. She's also unsure where her mother is.
Yeah, she also does not have the mom in question. I feel like this reboot has like a lot more extras with speaking roles than the originals. Like, we have a lot of these random people just saying these lines, like this dweeb that volunteers as tribute if Julian wants to get back at Zobie. If you want to get back at Zobie, I volunteer as tribute. So he's saying, like, you want to fuck me? Get back at your sister.
Yeah, it is, like, true.
Kind of crazy. Zobie already has a couple name. They're already a hashtag, Monet says.
Wow. This is, Gossip Girl was pre-hashtag, I guess? Most of it was?
No, they were in the Twitter age.
They entered
it
a little bit.
Yeah, there should have been some hashtags in there. But, and then in response to it already being a hashtag, Monet says, this shit ain't it. And I really deal with the hip writing on the show.
This shit ain't it.
One of these situations where it sounds like 50-year-old men writing for teenagers.
Yeah.
This shit ain't it.
I've heard my kids say it before.
I'm going to force that one in there. Monet doesn't even look like she believes it when she's saying it. Like, it was so unnatural. Julian texts someone to meet her somewhere after school, and it is Zoya. Zoya gets in the lift with Julian. As we know, they take lifts. And she's extremely apologetic, but Julian maintains it's not her fault, still being suspiciously calm about all of this. And Zoya feels terrible anyway. But Julian has come up with a plan to get them out of this. Julian's done her research on Gossip Girl and, you know, the old Gossip Girl. It all started with two best friends who were obsessed with each other, obviously Serena and Blair. Mm. It's a badge of honor that Gossip Girl chose them. So all they have to do is take a page out of Blair and Serena's playbook and beat Gossip Girl at her own game. Do you think part of Julian's research was listening to every episode of our podcast?
Oh, 100%.
So I read all of Gossip Girl. There's also a podcast about what happened on Gossip Girl.
And they shipped Serena and Blair, so I guess we have to kiss.
No, we are anti-half-sister relationship.
I don't want them to. This is just what she said.
This is what she said verbatim on the show. Yeah,
I don't like it. It just is what it is.
Let's take a break to get another elf as a rabbi.
Okay, great.
Three.
Is he still sending is he just going back to it?
No, it's the same message. Okay. I didn't read all of it. Remember, you're only as good as the people you kvetch with. Now, who's up for a notch? Is this anti-Semitic? Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. I was gonna...
Listen, I didn't do this. This was a tech. This is AI. This is not me. Elf would encourage community probably around food.
I think maybe I don't know enough about Alf, but I don't think he has anything to do with the Jewish heritage.
No, but the prompt is that he is a rabbi in this situation.
I know, yes. I think, but if he originally had something to do with Judaism, then maybe it would be okay because it's more on brand. But I think since you're adding that to the mix on your own as the joke maker.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll retire that segment right before it could ever live.
The Gavitz made you want to stop. Yeah, the gefilte fish in the beginning should have been enough of a tip-off.
Where were we? So, since no one will believe the truth, Julian thinks they need to lie. They plan a public showdown where Julian looks to the way it was, as the sisters were meant to be. So her plan is like, yeah, so we'll just fake that we're mad at each other. I'll embarrass you in front of everyone, and then we can go back to, you know, as we were supposed to be, you know, just friends. Like, I don't understand the logistics of this plan.
No, I mean, I don't think Julian, right?
Julian.
I don't think she's much of a schemer or like a planner, and that she seems really confident in everything she is saying. But I just don't think she's got the talent yet. Nothing she's been planning has made sense.
She's no Blair. She's no Blair. She is more of a Serena. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why these schemes aren't going anywhere. So Julianne's walking in a show tomorrow, and she's going to make sure Zoya has a seat. But she'll make sure that she doesn't invite her to the after party. And all Zoya has to do is make a scene when they don't let her in. Minions will take a photo of Julianne and Obi together inside while Zoya is having a meltdown outside. And Obi... I got to sneeze. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I think it passed. Here it comes. I think it passed. Oh, it passed. It passed. Oh, my God. That was... I've been... I actually skipped... Mid-sentence, I'm going off on a side here. But I skipped my classes for the first time this semester because I was feeling like such shit when I woke...
Oh...
RFK's healthcare already getting me. Unfortunately, yeah, I've felt sick since the election. Maybe that is just my body responding to my. No, there's a fly.
Just... I thought like the lack of sneeze turned into like you shit your pants instead or something.
No, Jesus, Brendan.
Well, no, that's what happens if you hold it up top, it goes out the bottom.
Maybe that's what happens to you.
Well, never if you're coincidentally like waving away the smell.
You think I would have shit on air and then just like...
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Nah. I can't see your lower half.
And you should be thankful of that.
It is a nightmare down there.
Oh, Obi's going to agree to
you
this.
Go to the spa and you wear that Yankee t-shirt and nothing else. Huh? It's Winnie the Pooh.
I do the Serena. I wear a button up.
I like that.
Obi's going to agree to this because, as Julianne says, he does things for me. He's good like that. But this relationship definitely is interesting. And Zoya probably doesn't like hearing that, her new bestie, Obi. Julianne instructs Zoya to stay away from Obi for the time being, and also they should stay out of each other's way as well, just until the show. Build the tension like Gossip Girl did. And speaking of which, Julianne tosses the bait by messaging Gossip Girl, "Thank you for telling me about hashtag Zobie. Now let me give you a tip." And Gossip Keller reports the tip immediately.
Ooh. Yeah, if I were Zoya, I wouldn't be fully trusting Julianne right now. I mean, you really did just meet her. And I would be, again, like, worried she's not as mad as she should be. And now this plan she's laying out for her seems like, is that going to work for me? Or is it just going to make everyone hate me?
It seems like a great plan for Julianne. Seems like Zoya has a lot more to lose with this plan.
Right.
Potentially.
Being the new girl. Yeah.
It's not even like she has an army backing her up. Like, none of Julianne's friends like her. You know... Julianne is the one that she has wronged and is the only one suspiciously like coming up with this plan.
Right, because so what's like, going to happen afterwards, Julianne's going to be like to her friends, "Oh, don't worry, like that weird blow up she just had, like I told her to do that. We planned all that." They're going to be like, "What?"
Yeah, we're friends now. And then like they're just supposed to go back. After this whole meltdown that Zoya has, they're just going to be like sisters again.
"Oh, we love
her
now." Like, no, but we never liked her in the first place.
Okay. So the optics of it just don't make sense for them to just be sisters again after this whole, like, it doesn't, so whatever. Let's get to the good stuff. Audrey, Max, and Aki are getting ready. Aki is the only one that seems skeptical of this whole no new friends policy that they have. He's like, "Yeah, so we're just not supposed to make any new friends ever?" Like, he's also defending Julianne for lying, and he's like, "You know, whatever reason she had must have made sense to her." Kind of like this guy, Aki. He really doesn't seem like he fits in with the rest of them. You know, he's defending these people. Love the pink hair, too. Very bold choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's defending his own. I like that.
Yeah. Aki, I don't remember the actor that plays him, but his Wikipedia page is notable because most of the time you go to personal life and to see if a person is gay or not, because it'll say, when they're gay, it'll say, you know, this person identifies as gay. This actor is the only one that I go to his page and says this character is straight.
Oh wow! He must have
despite what you've heard.
He must have heard about our uprising for Straight Month. He wants to know, make sure that we know to include him when we celebrate, finally.
Like, the Wikipedia, despite his pink hair, this man is straight. Okay.
Okay. I guess that's why they had to specify.
Yeah.
Or he felt the need.
Max is bored by this whole thing and wants to ice out the social climber. Audrey is still part of the group chat. She's not left yet. So she grabs her phone. And then Max is styling Aki when Audrey leaves, who claims that he doesn't like to stick out, even though I just mentioned his pink hair. Mm-hmm. And Max is even like, "Well, you already do stick out." So Max seemingly wants to watch Aki as he gets changed. And Much like Zoya and Obi, they undress together, but this time they're not back-to-back. They're staring right at each other. They're doing a little staring. You know, just bros being bros.
Bros being bros.
And Audrey walks by and notices this, and the Gossip Girl reboot is looking a little Challengers-esque, but with Max as Zendaya.
Yeah.
Like I said, Max wants to fuck everyone.
Yeah. Nothing wrong
especially
with that.
Especially his two best friends that are in a relationship with each other.
Yeah, I guess it's a little Challenger-y.
Yeah.
But, like, the two boys that were playing tennis weren't dating. They were best friends.
But there was some sexual tension there, for sure.
But they didn't know it until Zendaya came into the picture.
Forced them to kiss each other?
Yeah. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen is her just like, yes, just enjoying them kiss and then leaves.
Yeah.
It's great.
Great movie. Yeah. Still my number one of the year so far.
Yeah, I'm glad I saw that. Great soundtrack.
top,
great sport. Fun tennis. I want to go see the US Open now.
Yeah. See?
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say?
Got to go to New Rochelle, watch a couple games.
Challenger.
Yeah.
Okay. Julian's getting made up. Her minions want her to get revenge tonight. Because
wait, can we rewind back to the naked scene real quick?
Yeah, of course. We can always rewind to the naked scene.
Because now you see these too, so I'm glad I can talk about these with you.
Yeah, exactly.
What prompted this? He just like, hey, bud, I want to see your dick? Like,
well, he tells him to unchange, and then Aki's like, undress or change, I guess, not unchange. And then Aki's like, okay. And he goes to change in another room, and then Max is just like, mirror's over here. Where are you going? And so he starts to undress, and Max is watching him. And I mean, Max is established bisexual, so he's into. I don't know. This is only the first episode. I don't know when Max decided that he wanted to fuck both of these people in the relationship.
But I'm saying, like, Aki seems down too, because he came over and was like, and sure, I'll show you what I got.
Yeah, once he sees that Max is into it, he's like, I'm kind of into this too.
Because it goes slow-mo. That's how you know they're both into it.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
You don't slow-mo if they're not into it.
Right, you speed that shit up.
So we'll see where this goes. Julian's getting made up. Her minions want her to get revenge tonight because the people are expecting it. They are really trying to pit these sisters, apart or together. Pit them together? I get this fly.
Pit them against each other? Fucking fly. Just fall, you shit your pants again.
Stop it. And they're saying that Zoya just wanted to get in. So Monet pulls out the big guns. She says, Julian, you're losing followers and Zoya is gaining them. Anything but that.
Oh.
I think this might have been what like snapped for Julian, where she was I won't do anything. But if you guys do it, like, you know, no blood on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because yeah.
Right, because
babe.
Right, yeah. So, Monet and Luna have a sidebar. Luna wants to know what the plan is, and Monet is following the Gossip Girl traditions by calling the sisters Z and JC. We've already shortened the names.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus Christ and Zeus.
Boys, they're boys. They were boys back in the day.
Boys being boys, yes. Her plan is to make it seem like she planned some big secret sabotage to ruin Jules' big moment, and then when the plan goes off, they'll point out the one who did it. She'll never want to show her face outside of school again. So more specifically, as we see, the plan is to, like, steal Zoya's phone, have her airdrop we don't know what this picture is, but I guess a disgusting picture to everyone at the event. and then blame it on her.
It's her dad eating chili. Another dad that loves chili? No.
So the teachers are all hanging out together and spending their time stalking a bunch of teens. Keller tells them that it's not going to go down till the after party, so they have time. Like, I don't know. These adults, isn't it like past their bedtime?
Right. And it's like, just... your job is so horrible. Well, you're now spending so much time outside of work hours worrying about these kids. Right. Your whole life is surrounded by them.
Maybe it's like a fun bonding experience for them. Come on, we'll get together. We'll stalk the teens.
Come on, we'll go check out some kids. Let's go.
Come on, let's check out the kids. I had the captions on, as I do when I'm taking notes. Mm. It says, Spiders by Jungle Pussy playing. I just wanted to note that this band or artist or whoever is named Jungle Pussy, which I thought was notable at the very least.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Describe. You take a big sip of your Coke.
That's your code. Like, when you know, when you see me take a sip,
it was like, just funny.
You know that you're going to have to ramble about what I said. So
I could not laugh when you say Jungle Pussy. Jungle Pussy. Take a big swig.
You got to calculate.
I also had a feeling whatever I was going to say was going to make you spit out your Coke, too. So I wanted to allow you to swallow. Jungle Pussy, gentle. Descriptive of the way I like mine.
Your jungle or your pussy?
I like the pussy jungle-fied.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not elaborating.
I think it's very clear.
Nope.
I was in college. There was a girl that I was talking to like freshman year, and I went and walked with her to like a bench near a pond, and my friend Josh, my roommate at the time, Josh, saw us sitting there together and then told everyone that I ate her out and that she has a bush. I was like, what did you see? He's like, I just saw you guys on the bench, but I figured one thing led to another. And but you made up the bush part too. That's just unnecessary. Like, we didn't even kiss on the bench, and it went to box eating and bush.
There it is.
Yeah, just, that's some real Gossip Girl type shit right there. That's also just, but Gossip Girl also only reports on the truth. That's a lie.
Exactly. Oh, never thought this is where the tangents
Jungle
would take
Pussy.
Us
today. You used to heard of it with Jungle Pussy.
I guess I did. Yeah. Zoya has arrived. She sees Obi. She bumps into Monet, who scolds her for having her phone. And I guess this is where she confiscates it. Mm. Max, Luna, and Monet continue their scheme. These seem to be the main schemers of the group, where Julian does not have the skills. This seems to be like the two minions, Monet and Luna, and then the Chuck Bass type in Max seem to be like they're the big schemers.
Seems like it. They seem like the more evil ones of the group, too. They're the most angry at the teachers.
Yes. Max and Luna sneak off into the bathroom, and the show has begun. Pretty cool show, I guess, this fashion show. Not sure what the theme is, but, you know, I wouldn't be bored if I was there, so.
I think they said earlier in the episode, it's just like Fashion Week, so I don't know anything more about that, if Fashion Week has a particular theme each year or what it is, but it was certainly fashion.
It was definitely fashion, that much we can say for sure. Max and Luna return, and I guess we've entered the next phase of the plan. I did not really know what was happening yet, but the teachers are all home watching the show on one tiny computer, which is just sad. They're all huddled around on a laptop just watching this fashion show, because obviously they couldn't get tickets. Julian is about to go out on stage. Monet knows this plan will work, because just like you don't need a password to take a photo, you don't need one to share it. So I guess we needed that exposition to know how she's pulling this off. Mm-hmm. And Julian goes on stage to thunderous applause, and everyone receives a photo shared by none other than Zoya. And everyone notably has their phones here, so Monet was clearly lying to Zoya when she said you couldn't have your phone here. Luna flags over security. She and Monet point out the girl who shared the photo, Zoya, of course. And I just... What was the photo of? If not this man eating chili, like... We're on HBO Max. You could have showed us what it was, seriously. But I guess we want to let our imaginations run wild.
Yes, but I don't think they had enough of an imagination to think of something good in that moment.
They all get this picture and they're like, "Oh man, like what could it have possibly been?"
This is going to be like a giant public space. I got to start using AirDrop.
She airdrop like lemon party to everyone?
As you wave away more shit stink.
Why won't you be alone?
You're having a fucking brownie party over there. Okay. I couldn't think of any brown fruits.
I thought we agreed not to go blue on this podcast. So the security guards come to escort Zoya out, and the Samurai Seven watch pleased with themselves. Zoya knows she was played. Aki is enjoying this. All of a sudden isn't the nice guy I just said he was in the last... the teachers are all noticing that this is not the after party, and they're wondering if they got played as well. Zoya looks like she thinks Julian is behind this. And at this point, I was like, was she behind this? Because she stares down Zoya on the way out. She's not like, wait, what's going on? This isn't part of the plan. And she's not looking at her like, I'm so sorry, I don't know what's happening. Because I guess she can't stop the show like to save Zoya. But I mean, she like stares her down that it makes it look like Julian was like, ha, I got you.
Right. And that would sort of make sense if she was like, I was actually mad the whole time and I was biding my time to fuck with you here.
Right. But she sticks to her story. Heller is thrilled. This is going to cement them. Glassberg's watching with glee. I still can't get over how pathetic all these teachers are. But Gossip Girl has some good wordplay, though, I don't know who's responsible for this caption, but when she says Zoya wasn't aware of Julian's callow ways, because her name is Julian Calloway.
Right. Like the golf ball.
Pretty good.
It's good.
The golf ball?
Yeah, like the golf brand Calloway.
I only know Titleist because that's what was in that whale.
Yes. There's also Calloway.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it. Zoya sees Julian outside. Julian claims she had no idea that Monet and Luna, this fucking fly.
You can swat all you want. I'm done with the poo-poo.
It's flying right into my line of sight. It's not even like, leave me be.
Is it a bee?
No, I don't think so. Julian claims she had no idea Monet and Luna were going to do that. And Zoya obviously asks, why didn't you stop it when it happened? Zoya claims that she just stood there and actually liked that it was happening. She won't let JC call her Z. She's like, no. Only friends call me Z. You do not get to call me Z.
Two syllables here, bitch.
Yeah. Julian tells Zoya that she's blowing this way out of proportion, but Zoya's hurt. You know, Julian hurt her. And she's like, you hurt me. And Zoya asks why she brought her here. Julian says, you know, you're my sister. Let's not let some petty high school bullshit change what we planned. And Zoya tells her she spent her whole life wondering what her mom was like. And the only thing that made it better was knowing that there was someone else out there wondering the same thing. But now she thinks Julian doesn't even care about that. Julian only cares about how other people see her. And it seems like an accurate read to me.
Yeah, I'd say so. I would feel duped if I was brought here and then that shit happened to me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she's too concerned with her mom.
No.
At least she has to be. Like, I'm not saying she has to be, but...
Right. But you think they would be a little more concerned with their mother because, like, the show starts with them looking at the pictures. And then we have no mention of the mother the rest of the episode.
So Julian tells her, you know, you don't know how hard it was for me to get where I was. You know, dead mom, drunk or disappearing dad. Okay.
I think the scene where I fell asleep, so that tracks.
But this is Gossip Girl, so, or is she?
There's no way she's dead.
I mean, we still don't know if Chuck Bass's mom was dead or not, or if that was Chuck's mom.
We finished the show, and we still have no idea.
No idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Dead mom, drunk or disappearing dad, and now she's not just known, but she's influential. And that takes a lot of work, and she can't just have it taken away from her. But Zoya pushes back. She had a life before this in Buffalo with friends. She pushed that aside. She asked her dad to move here because Julian asked her to, which is crazy that Julian's just like, hey, you want to move here? And she's like, okay. And then she asked her dad, she's like, can we move to the city? And he's just like, okay.
Well, she didn't just do it because she asked her to. She's like, I guess this is going to be a good opportunity for me for school too. But yeah.
I guess I don't find it that unbelievable that Zoya would want to like abandon her life for like, cause she has friends in Buffalo, but I guess she, you know, she's got this mysterious cool older sister. I guess maybe, you know, maybe her life wasn't that great in Buffalo.
Yeah. I don't know how much people like Buffalo.
I've been a sentence once. That goes Buffalo, 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 Buffalo.
Huh?
It's a sentence that uses only the word Buffalo.
I'd never heard of this before.
Buffalo, 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 Buffalo. I think it might be five in a row. Because you use the there's three meanings for Buffalo, right?
Uh-huh.
So Buffalo, the city.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo, the buffalo, the animal.
Right.
And then buffalo is a verb that means to like bother someone, to buffalo someone.
Oh.
So you're saying like the buffalo from Buffalo is annoying the other buffalo that's from Buffalo.
And you can make that known just saying, by saying that three times buffalo, in a row.
Yeah, buffalo that are from Buffalo. Right? Because it's buffalo, buffalo. 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 Buffalo.
And no other words are needed?
I might be having... Yeah.
What about if Alf is saying this?
Well, let's replace buffalo with, say...
Cat.
New York.
Okay.
We'll just say New York. We'll replace buffalo with cat, right? So New York cats annoy New York cats, right? So cats from New York are annoying. In this situation, it's buffalo. So it's buffalo, buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo. Buffalo, buffalo.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm having a stroke. I want to put this fly in a jar.
I think there's never been a fly. You're just having a stroke from the stink. I see the green stink lines going into your nose holes.
I knew this is going to be a short episode. I'm just trying to make it hit 2 hours. By
making up a fly situation. This is our fly episode.
I noticed we're not even at an hour, and I was like, how many times can I just say buffalo in a row?
So, 10 minutes of the show are you buffaloing?
So Zoya wishes she never came, and now Julian agrees that maybe she shouldn't have. But you're here now, so this can go one of two ways. You can learn me, or you can leave. And I thought that was going to be like a more cutting line than this. she was really gearing up for something.
How about you learn me, babe?
You can learn me, or you can leave. Like, what? Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Zoya's learned enough, but she's not going to leave either. There's room for more than just Julian to matter. So Julian asks if Zoya really thinks she can go up against her and win, and Zoya fires back, "That's your problem. You still think there's something to win, but I'm not playing your game, so its outcome means nothing to me." Then Julian fires back, telling Zoya that people like her don't win, they steal, just like your dad did. Seems a bit classist, saying that your people don't,
yeah.
don't win, they steal.
Right, especially when you're trying to like save face with this girl, now you're just going the complete other direction and making her feel like less than.
Her people would have real racist undertones too if Julian, I guess, wasn't also
yeah.
of color.
I think she originally wasn't, and then once they wrote that line, like, oh shit, we got to recast fast.
Yeah, them being sisters have nothing to do with it. She does have a white dad. She does have a white dad.
Hey.
Yeah, and then also just like your dad did, like they don't know what happened with the dads and the mom. Like it's just you know, low blow yeah. here. So
one of the dads does like kill Julie, mom, though, right?
God, I hope so.
God, I hope.
Julian wishes her luck and gets in the car. So there's our first sister standoff. Sister.
Nice.
How was it? Team JC or Team Z?
You gotta go Team Z. Just morally, it makes sense, and we're also more like her, so you're going to read the conversation through her eyes a little bit more.
Hard not to be Team Z here, we're seeing this from her point of view, kind of as the new person coming in. And, you know, as far as how it was, it was fine. It was you know, no Blair and Serena standoff, but it was,
no.
you know,
it was yeah, fine. It was not huge stakes either, like they did just meet, and it didn't seem like a final fight by any means. Not a thing.
Yeah. Keeping me invested at least. And so Julian is in the car with Obi, and I don't believe this is a Lyft. I think they have a driver in the, or maybe it is a Lyft. I don't know. Maybe it is a Lyft. Cause Obi does abandon the car at the end of the, I don't know. Hmm. I just feel like these people should have drivers, but maybe I can't get over this. So she tells Obi, you know, obviously not the least bit worried that she just, a complete falling out with her sister, which is kind of weird. And she's like, all right, this is great. Now we can go to the blonde together. But Obi is silent. He thinks what she did back there, you know, and he trails off. And Julian, again, maintains that she didn't do anything. And Obi says he's been waiting a long time for this, for Julian to show who she really is. And he feels like an idiot thinking she was ever someone he could. And again, she's going to cut him off, stop him. And so she admits that it got too far tonight. I mean, this is big here because Obi seems to be pulling away from Julian. Obi is a very valuable piece for Zoya to have in her corner moving forward. Like, Zoya having no one is a lot different than her having Obi.
Zoya having no one.
Zoya. No, Zoya. Yeah. Zoya having no one is a lot different than Zoya having Obi. Because if Obi was against her, then it's like there's no way she's ever getting back in this friend group. But Obi, you know, Julian obviously going to be devastated when Obi's like, fuck you, you're a terrible person. And then, like, Zoya hanging out with Obi, that's, you know, at least she's got one friend.
Yeah. I mean, the only other way it would be, I guess, if Julian eventually comes around. Because she, like, she sought after Zoya in the first place to get her over here. So I'm sure this would blow over and she'd be like, hey, let's figure this out a little bit better. But so I think Julian would come to her senses a little bit. But, yeah, no, Obi's important for this to move along a little bit quicker.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. So Julian promises she'll do better. Obi doesn't seem too sure. He says, maybe you will do better, but I won't be here if you do. He tells the driver to stop so he can get out of the car. Devastating to the brand here for Julian, being someone who got dumped. You know, he thought being someone who loses is bad, or, you know, losing followers is bad. Like, not having the boyfriend, like, that's a big part of her brand here. So she is left in shambles. She talked a big game with Zoya, but she definitely did not win this round.
No, yeah.
Net negative.
He's out. He's out.
Yeah, call him strike three because he's out. Am I right?
Oh, all
right,
Yankee boy.
What if Alf was a baseball umpire?
Okay, this is something.
Now we're getting somewhere. Zoya returns home, and now, you know, no more hugs from daddy here. Now her dad is sitting there pissed at her. He shows her the computer screen with an article about the two sisters, and Papa Nick here tells her that they have committed fraud.
I told you never to show that photo to anyone.
He's concerned they committed fraud. She can get thrown out of school. It'll go on her record, because I guess it's out there now that Julian is the one that got Zoya her scholarship. And Zoya's going to say that she had no idea Julian got her the scholarship, but Papa Nick accuses her of lying. But she is telling the truth. She did not know. Yeah. That is canon. And she said she would have gotten the scholarship anyway. Right?
Right.
Her dad tells her she'll never know now. He's definitely the Rufus type.
Yeah. But it's like,
what do you want her to do? She did not. It's not like she did this thing and, like, cheated and was like,
right, she tried and did the right thing.
I don't know. But I don't know. Let me recruit Julian to do, like, she did not go out of her way to cheat. Like, yes, now she'll never know, but that's not her fault. So don't talk down to her like she was behind this. Like,
yeah, it was like accidental.
Know that Julian is the one that reads the scholarships and grants.
But he still, he doesn't believe her.
Yeah, this stupid fucking Rufus over here.
But what's his Zoya looks at her for? At least Rufus had the band and he was famous at one point. This is just like a regular dad.
Some people are just regular dads.
Oh, come on. You gotta be rock stars, man.
But don't worry, on the Thanksgiving episode I do believe he says that that's what I call Plymouth Rock.
He fucking better, I swear to God.
So Zoya looks at her phone and JC has now also left the chat. Who is even left in this chat?
I think it's just her on her own. Actually, I learned this when I was trying to snake out of the group chat with you, Pete, and DeRosa. You can't leave a group chat if it's just two of you, because then that's just... No, you can't leave a group chat of three, because then it's just a... text message. So there's got to be one other person in there at least.
Yes. So you added someone so that you could leave.
Yeah. So there's got to be, I guess, three people in there.
Well, there still should be four left. There should, because Audrey and Aki never left, and then Obi and then Zoya.
So do you think this is going to be start a new group chat? Like, this is a new little friend group?
Yeah, maybe. You know what? She should try.
Yeah.
You'd be like, they're gone. You guys were the ones I liked the most anyway.
And then Aki leaves.
Aki has left. Audrey and Aki are, speaking of Aki, Audrey and Aki are getting it on again. She's again apologizing for it taking so long, but this time Aki just drops the pretense. She tells Audrey, you know you can think about him, right?
He's like, I'm doing it right now, too. I'm thinking about looking at his name.
This is the type of freakiness the old Gossip Girl was missing. A welcome addition to the reboot here.
Freaky's fun.
It is, because yes, the implication is like, I'm getting turned on thinking of you, thinking of him, and she's getting turned on of him. So, all of a sudden, Audrey has no problem getting into it, and Aki is loving it too.
She's like, they're both really? Just okay. Oh,
that's simple. Like you getting a boner.
Yeah, I mean, me showing you guys myself with a condom on is no different than Aki getting changed in front of Max.
No different.
It's kind of
no
the
different.
Same.
It would be funny if Audrey and Aki both just started screaming Max's name during this.
Yeah. He's screaming it into her, though.
In unison. Just
blowing her up like a balloon.
Papa Nick emails Papa Davis. That's Julian's father. He says, we need to talk. Gossip Girl doing her little closing monologue. Thank you, Kristen Bell, for returning, because this is probably the most enjoyable parts of the show. Yeah. Hearing the narration. So this is how we got to today. We see our main characters all standing at the top of the steps as Gossip Girl proclaims how important she is and how nothing matters unless she says it does. And again, I said this last week, but I feel like it does take some of the sting away knowing that behind the voice is just, you know, this gaggle of pathetic teachers.
Mm. Yeah.
Depressing.
A little depressing.
Yeah. So Zoya walks up the steps as JC stares at her from above. Ubi is still willing to talk to her, obviously. He's still going to the RTC Alliance after school, and Zoya would love to join him. He would love for her to join him, too. So it is a little crazy that Ubi is doing this, like, right in front of Julian, like, making plans with her sister after he just broke up with her.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I get you're mad at her, but, like, yeah, definitely not. Definitely obnoxious.
Yeah. Julian storms into the school, and of course she bumps into Keller, causing her to spill yet another coffee. they're wasting so much coffee on this show. Keller profusely apologizes, but Julian tells her it was all her fault, and Keller is going to take this as proof that their plan is working.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that pissed off Julian would, like, lash out at the teachers more, but I guess we need to believe that this is somehow working.
I guess if you're mad at your friends, you can't be mad at teachers.
Yeah, you only have a certain amount of men. Like, that's generally. That's generally not how it works. Like, I feel like when I'm mad, like, little things that other people do also piss me off, and I'll like a lot of misplaced anger. But in the universe of this show, you have, I guess, a finite amount of anger, and if you are focusing in on someone else, you like the teachers.
It's a real stretch to get these stupid fucking teachers involved in the show, and it's completely unnecessary.
And no one asked for it. It wasn't like, I want Gossip Girl to come back, but this time can we focus on the teachers, please?
Yeah. I mean, if you just had this exact episode, cut out all the teachers, and then you just have Gossip Girl just still exists, and it could be anything. Yeah. Like, you don't need to do any work. Like, why do they want adults in the show? Like, I don't
know. Knock off a good 10 minutes of the episode.
Maybe there must have been some testing that they felt like they needed to have adult characters here were more involved in the last show.
I don't know why, because their base is like fans of teen drama. I mean, I guess maybe the thinking is like, we're saying, like, oh, fans of our show are now older now, so they're gonna they were gonna want to see adults now.
Adults, but I know that if you, no, that's if you not watch teen dramas, you still like the teen aspect. It's in the name,
right? Yeah, much like Glassberg, I want to watch the teens undress. I don't want to watch.
Right.
Played by adults in the show. I can watch them. Come on. Keller can't believe what she just heard. And Julian actually compliments her blazer as well. And we hear Gossip Girl, I told you couldn't hide from me. I told you I saw you. But if there's one thing you can hold as true, then as now, it's this. It may take some time. It may hurt a little. But I know you'll love me. And then the teachers are all staring at Keller's phone, soaking in their newfound power. The world is theirs again. And as Keller stares into the screen, we hear XOXO. Gossip Girl. And that is our first episode of the reboot. First impression? Wow. Say no more.
Yeah, not a fan. I wouldn't be upset if we didn't have to watch anymore. I'm curious to say, I know you've said in the past.
I've already booked guests.
Yeah.
we're in this.
I know you said it takes a little while to get better. I don't know. It's not like the worst thing I've ever seen. I think all of my anger at the show is based on like stuff that they're doing wrong comparatively to the old show. If I saw this on its own, I would maybe just think it's boring. But I have more anger towards it because they're ruining a legacy.
I think it is going to get worse.
Mm. Okay.
Before it gets better, and then it does get watchable, and then I think it's by the decent time they figure out what the show is, it gets canceled. So,
nice.
Do you have any predictions based on the first episode? Just general predictions about where this might go.
I don't know, but I really hope the teachers get found out. I hope that's a part of it where they get in trouble. It's my one hope.
They all get put on trial.
Otherwise, like we're going to watch like this group, the Samurai 7 plus 1, they kind of pass each other around a little bit for 20
Hateful
episodes.
Eight.
The Hateful Eight.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into some segments.
All right.
User Review of the Week, of course, my favorite segment. And boy, oh boy. You know, back when you were doing Gossip Girl, sometimes maybe two, maybe three, and Comedy Fan was always one of them. There were 30 user reviews for this episode on IMDb.
I thought it'd be harder to find.
We said, this burst onto the scene. This was a very popular show. Mm. Maybe more people are wanting to write reviews these days.
Yeah.
I read them all. I read all of them. None of them were from Comedy Fan.
That's crazy. End of an
Where
era.
Did you go, Comedy Fan? Gossip Girl, IMDb. I
just wanted to throw in Buffalo.
Buffalo Soldier.
Nice.
That's a song. Comedy Fan.
Okay.
Writing reviews of Gossip Girl.
Yeah, can we have some fans send in some music for us for these review segments?
Yeah, we'll get the segment theme song. Okay. I did take one of the reviews from Zen Being 19 on July 11th, 2021. They gave this episode a 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Entitled their review, Boring, Watch the OGG. I guess it's original Gossip Girl. After watching this reboot with several Gossip Girl fans of varying ages, we all agreed it was a big disappointment. Nobody cares about soulless influencers and intimidated teachers stalking kids in school. The show tries too hard to be diverse and ends up boring us with bad writing and poor casting. Some of the minions of the main character look about 28 to 32 years old as the teachers. Disgusted, we cleansed our palate with 5 old episodes of the original Gossip Girl and went to bed very happy. Disgusted, we cleansed our palate with 5 old episodes of the original Gossip Girl and went to bed very happy after revisiting Dan. After revisiting Dan and his cool rock star dad. Serena, Nate,
I told you, dads need to be rock stars on TV shows. It's important.
Was this you?
No.
Okay. I'm very happy after revisiting Dan and his cool rock star dad, Serena, Nate, Chuck, and Jenny. They are irreplaceable. Would have rather seen a show with them as adults years after. And that's the review. That's a good review. I like that.
Yeah.
I really do like that. Disgusted, we cleansed our palate with 5 old episodes. Like, really writing a novel.
It sounds like they box.
Yes, that's what cleansing their palate means to you.
Yeah.
Next week the episode is titled She's Having a Maybe. Oh. Have any predictions based on the episode title?
Audrey's unsure about her relationship with Aki. How about that?
Maybe,
but she's pregnant.
Says Zoya hesitantly explores a new romantic interest. Max aggressively pursues one of his own. Meanwhile, Julian sets out to fix her mistakes. It doesn't really give us much. Let's grade the episode. It's an odd number of episodes, so I'll go first. And I think I might grade this higher than you.
Okay.
Because in the scheme of this show, I think I know it does get, to me, worse. I don't like. All things considered, I did not think it was terrible out of the gate. You know, there's a lot of new characters, a lot of interesting names we have to keep track of, and the show does a pretty good job introducing us to all of them. Like, we completely understand right away what the main storylines are going to be, who the new characters are supposed to, like, relate to in terms of the old Gossip Girl characters. You know, the music's great as always, and, you know, as the retrospective told us, filming in New York is always magical. Nice to be back in New York. You know, there's some intrigue right off the bat with the sister showdown. The cast is as hot as ever. They did a great job finding hot actors again. But it's obviously not the same as the old Gossip Girl, and it does seem like it's trying to be. The writing is pretty bad. Like I said, sounds like 50-year-old men trying to write for modern-day high schoolers. Mm-hmm. And that is always going to be cringy. I feel like even more... Like, when 50-year-olds write for millennials, it's cringy. When 50-year-olds write for Gen Z, oof. I think it's even more cringy. Yeah. The showrunner of the show, you know, is the guy who infamously adamantly defended Chuck's physical abuse of Blair in season 4. So that's that's concerning that he's running the show. But the characters are mostly all unlikable, but that is to be expected. The I think the difference is, you know, we were, like I said, we were really lacking in the laugh out line, loud lines that a Blair or a Chuck or, you know, even a Dan would give us. Mm-hmm. Only laughed a couple of times throughout the long 60-minute episode. And that's going to be a problem if they don't figure it out. But all in all, it is good enough to keep me interested in watching. So I will, I gave it a B-. Brendan, okay. What do you grade the episode?
Yeah, I think you're right about me being a little bit lower. I'm going to give it a C-. I'll say boring. Watch the OGG. It is definitely boring. I literally fell asleep during it. But it's not bad, like you said. I mean, it's setting up a lot. I've seen a fair share of like very good pilots. This isn't one of them, but it didn't make me angry. I am still intrigued to watch more by it, just to see what else. Like, I mean, an hour-long episode did a lot of world-building, and I want to see where else this goes. The characters, I also disagree with you. I mean, I know they're very hot, but I still prefer the old cast as far as hotness goes.
Sure.
Sure. Oh, it could just be heartstrings. I don't know.
I agree.
But maybe we'll meet some more hot people. And I don't know. I think that maybe the teachers are supposed to be kind of hot. Maybe like, at least the main one. But
get out of here.
They're old. Their teachers
here.
Are old.
Yeah, they're 25. They're old.
Yeah. I mean, not that. I mean, my favorite and character I was attracted to most was Lily, but she's ageless, timeless wonder.
It's old in all the right ways.
You're old in all. That's a good line to use in the bedroom. You're old in all the right ways.
I don't even know what it means, really. But yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just fine. It's a little bit less than fine, I think, because like you're saying, like all the it was a boring episode, but there were things about it that annoyed me.
Yeah. So if you weren't podcasting about this and you just watched this first episode, you would not continue with the series?
Had I watched all of Gossip Girl and enjoyed it? Like, did I do the Gossip Girl podcast before this?
I don't know. You've watched all of Gossip Girl. Maybe you podcasted, but maybe you didn't. But you are a Gossip Girl fan. You watched this first episode. I would
watch more. I think I would watch until I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, which may be coming soon. you're right. As far as pilots go, like, this is nothing compared to original Gossip Girl or the OC, which have those world pilots. Let's do the MVP. I almost wanted to give it to Nate Archibald because he's clearly doing well in this universe.
I like that.
But I'll give it to Obi. At least for now, he does seem like the one decent guy in this friend group. He is trying his best to do some good in the world, even though he's a billionaire. He defends the teachers. He doesn't seem obsessed with being, you know, social media famous. He befriends Zoya. He actually stands up to Julian. So, you know, good for him. Good enough for the first MVP for me, with a lack of other places to go. Brendan, who's your MVP?
I like the idea of Nate, but I will give it to Audrey. She's finding out what she enjoys sexually, and she came twice this episode, at least. So,
if someone that might be another rule. If someone comes twice,
if they come more than once, they gotta be in the running.
Yeah, at least be in the running. That's a good rule of thumb.
Good rule of cum.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one. I gotta pat myself on that. I know you probably think I'm swatting a fly again. I'm patting myself.
Are you the fly friends now? And he's on your shoulder, and you're just like telling him good night.
I haven't seen him in a while. I kind of miss the guy.
Are you gendering the fly now? Way to go.
No, everyone's a guy. Guy's a non-gender term.
Nice, I like that.
Nice dude.
Nice dude. Oh shit! Should have said guy.
LVP. This one is easy. It's obvious that, like, the teachers as a whole, but because of this batshit idea they had and are executing, but in particular, the LVP has to be Glassberg, because he is the one who spends the night in the pouring rain recording two kids undressing. Getting an LVP should be the least of his problems. He should be jailed. Brendan, who is LVP?
That's a good one. I'll give it to his love interest. I don't know her name.
Kate Keller.
Annoying, and the reason for she's the lead of the charge on this ridiculous idea to save everyone's shitty jobs that they all hate.
That is fair. You know what? I'm glad they both got an LVP in this the maybe the co-ringleaders here. And Keller is annoying. I will give you that.
Yep.
So, are you ready for Lonely Boys
Theater? Wow, I'm excited.
You are now listening to Lonely Boys Theater.
Yes, we have the scene that I have picked out. It is the scene with Zoya and Julian confronting each other outside after Zoya gets kicked out of the fashion show. And Brendan, we don't have established characters here, but do you want to be Zoya or do you want to be Julian?
I guess I'm more of a Serena, so I'll be Julian.
All right, I'll be Zoya.
Okay.
You have your script out in front of you?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll start. Julian!
Oh, good, you're here. I had no idea Monet and Luna were going to do that.
Why didn't you stop it when it happened? You stood there. Worse. You liked it.
No, I didn't.
I think that says Z. All right. You don't get to call me that. Only my friends call me Z.
My God, you're really blowing this out of proportion.
I'm hurt. You hurt me. Why did you bring me here?
You're my sister. Oh, yeah, let me do the clap. You're my sister.
Half-sister. We don't even know each other.
Mom wanted us to. She left us a clue to make sure. Julian, Elizabeth, Zoya, Jane. So don't let some petty high school bullshit change what we planned.
Was Mom just on her deathbed, just like leaving little... little Easter eggs for us.
She knew she's going
Sherlock
down.
Holmes over here. I'm on this fucking Sherlock Holmes. Just, hey, I hope they find each other. Why didn't she just? Anyway, I spent my whole life wondering who Mom was, what she was really like. Apparently, she was really into puzzles. Why I never got to know her.
She would have loved escape rooms.
R.I.P. Mom, you would have loved escape rooms. Why I never got to know her. And the only thing that made it better when I got so low was knowing that there was somebody else wondering the same thing, suffering like I am. You don't even care about that, do you? You only care about how other people see you.
You just got here. You have no idea how hard it was for me to become who I am today. Dead mom, drunk of disappearing dad, and now I'm not just, you know, I'm influential. It takes a lot of work to matter like that, to become something. I can't have that taken away from me.
You don't know who I was before this. I had a life in Buffalo. You know
Buffalo,
Julian?
Buffalo. Oh, you take that back.
I had friends. I pushed my dad to move here because you asked me to. Because you said you wanted to be the family we were meant to be. I wish I never came. And I wish I never came twice, like Audrey.
It's the rule of come. Well, maybe you shouldn't have. But you're here now. So this can go one of two ways. You can learn me, or you can leave me. Damn, that was good.
That was it. That's all you got? Okay. I've learned enough. I'm not going to leave either. There's room for more than just you to matter.
Do you really think you can go up against me and win?
See, that's your problem. You still think there's something to win, but I'm not playing your game. So its outcome means nothing to me.
That's right. How could I forget? People like you don't win. They steal, just like your dad did. So good luck.
Told you, only my friends call me Z. Wow, what a scene.
Wow.
That was, we really nailed it there, I think. That was really good.
Yeah, back and better than ever.
Back and better than ever. So that, good for everything, except, of course, for some plugs. Brendan, what are you plugging?
You can, at this point, once part two has come out, you should be able to listen to the 100th episode of The Happy Boys, the Centaurium. So go check that out. You'll believe when you see it. This is not like Charles Month. This is going to finish up. That's what we've been saying. That's how we've been advertising. It's not like Charles Month. It's actually happening.
We promise.
Listen to that. It's very exciting, very dangerous. That's actually like one of the things that is for real, very exciting and very dangerous. If it's the bill. So tune into that. You can also listen to the Blitzball Boys wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube covering Blitzball Battle 5. Check it out.
Yeah. I got nothing. I've got no motivation to plug anything. I'm trying to think.
Nothing.
I'm trying to remember anything here. Listen to this podcast. Okay. And, you know, Oh, you know what I'll plug? I will plug my my Blue Sky Social account that I making the transition to Blue Sky Social can no longer be a part of Elon Musk's internet. It's tough because everyone is still on. I mean, less and less people are on Twitter now, but the majority of the people are still on Twitter. So I probably will continue to post links to the episodes here. Not that anyone's probably clicking on those anyway, but you know, I'm up to 16 followers, I think, on Blue Sky.
Okay. When did this thing? I just heard about today. When did this start? Blue Sky.
Blue Sky.
Yeah.
It's been around since 2022, according to Wikipedia, I believe. But you know, it has not taken. It is a thing. Like when Threads started, I went to Threads, threaded once, and then never used it again. This is not the same thing. Because, you know, a lot of people that I know, you know, the Litas of the world, the Ligoris of the world, the Kirstens of the world, are all trying to make that jump. You know, it's going to be a tough transition because, like I said, still a lot of people on Twitter. But, you know, if you want to go to a place where there's not, like, a Trump ad every three tweets and some of the worst people that you've ever seen in your life are tweeting in celebration about who is in the White House right now, then... Blue Sky Social might be the place for you. No ridiculous ads that are taking up so much space. So that's my plug. Join Blue Sky Social.
That's good.
And follow me at it's like the handles are kind of crazy. It's like at MattyFresh24.BlueSky.Social. But I think if you just search my name, you'll find it. Brendan's still on Twitter. You can follow him at Ruppy Puppy. You can still follow me on Twitter. Still follow me on Twitter. I probably won't be tweeting as much. I'll be Blue Sky. I can't even say tweeting anymore. Even when they went to X, I said I was tweeting. Blue Sky. I'm posting. I don't know.
Posting.
You can follow me wherever the fuck you want to follow me at MattyFresh24. You can follow Brendan wherever the fuck you want to follow him at Ruppy Puffy.
Right.
You can follow the Hobby Boys at the Hobby Boys Pod, and you can come back next time where you know, hopefully I won't have a cold. Hopefully there won't be a fly bothering me. Hopefully we will have something to be happy about. Yeah. And we'll be talking about season 1, episode 2, She's Having a Maybe. But until then, you know you love us. XOXO.
Lonely Boys. Bye-bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.